Hallelujah. Peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 祝大家弟兄姐妹平安。
This morning, our topic is Brothers Live in Unity.
今天早上我们要用弟兄和睦同居作为主题。
Let's turn to the book of Psalm 133.
我们先翻开圣经133篇。
The book of Psalm 133.
诗篇133篇。诗篇第133篇第一节，看哪，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。第二节，这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。第三节，又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山上，因为那里有神所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
We have been studying the Song of Ascent for the past 1 or 2 months.
在过去两个月当中，我们都学习大卫的上行之诗。
And we are now coming to an end, and we are reaching the climax.
那么这个上行之诗在这一段也可以说是最高潮的时候。
Because we know that the people of God every year they have a pilgrimage to go to Jerusalem to worship God together.
所以在这里我们可以看到神的选民在每一年这个时候都到耶路撒冷去敬拜神。
And that prefigure today is our heavenly journey.
那么这也就预表我们今天要前往天国的路上。
And we know that why we go through this journey.
我们知道我们为什么要前往天国。
Because there are two kind of blessings waiting for us.
因为有两种的祝福在等着我们。
The first kind, of course, is our heavenly kingdom. After we die, we go to the kingdom of God.
首先也就是我们的永生，在我们死后能够进入那美好的天堂。
But that is a bit far because most of us are still living on earth.
这美好的天堂必须发生在我们死后，那么似乎对我们有些遥远。
However, when we believe in Jesus, we have another kind of blessing.
但是在我们信主之后，我们有另一种的福气。
This blessing is that we will be able to live with our brothers.In peace and unity.
另一种的福气，也就是我们能够在地上与弟兄和睦同居。
Just like what was described in verse 1.
就好像133篇第一节所说的。
When we talk about living in peace and harmony and unity, it seems that it is very simple and natural.
今天我们谈到和睦同居，似乎好像很容易，也很容易达到。
However, it becomes more and more difficult for us to achieve.
但是我们反观今天的世界，似乎越来越能达到这和睦同居的意义。
Why David wrote this psalm?
为什么大卫要在这里写这上行之诗？
I think in his life, when he looked back as an old man, he really yearned for this kind of peace and unity in his family.
大卫在写这首诗的时候，在他年纪老的时候，往回看他过去的日子，他非常羡慕这种和睦同居的生活。
David was the youngest in his family.
大卫在家里面是排行最小。
He has a lot of brothers.
他有许多的哥哥们。
However, the relationship between himself and his brothers were not very good.
但是他与其他哥哥们的关系并不美好。
Jesse, the father of David, sent him to the battlefront and asked.For the well-being of his brothers.
他的爸爸送他，应该是叫他到他的哥哥打仗的地方去问候他的哥哥。
When the brothers saw David, they didn't greet him with love.
但是他的哥哥看到这个小弟弟来到战场上，并没有问他好。
Rather, they say, "Why are you here? Do you want to be showing off to be someone?"
他的哥哥们甚至嘲笑他说，你为什么来这边？难道你要表现你自己能力吗？
So David was very hurt.
所以在那个时候，大卫的心里难过。
When David became a man, an adult,
当大卫长大了，成人了
，he has his own family,
他有他自己的家庭了
，he has many children,
他有自己的小孩了。
After he committed sin,
当他犯罪之后
，there was lots of conflicts in his family.
在他犯罪之后，他的生活就充满，他的家庭充满许许多多的争闹，还有争执。
One of his sons raped his sister.
其中一个儿子竟然强暴了自己的妹妹。
And another brother revenged for the sister to kill that brother.
他另外一个儿子就这么追着他，另外杀了他这个哥哥。
So the family are not living in harmony.
所以种种的来听到，我们看到大卫的家里面并不平安呐。
If you look back in the Bible,
我们看回圣经。
From the very beginning,
从一开始。
Since sin entered the world,
从创世纪开始，罪进入了世界之后。
We know that the brothers.Cannot live in harmony anymore.
从那个时候，我们就发现了兄弟之间没有和睦了。
Even Cain kill Abel.
就算是亚伯也杀了该隐。
Can you imagine the very first murder in human case was a brother murdering his own brother?
亚伯跟该隐这么一个好兄弟，竟然到最后是世界上第一宗的谋杀案。
So it seems that it's very, very difficult for brothers to live in unity.
所以从这里看到，从世界的一开始，弟兄要和睦就是一件很困难的事。
But however, the Bible tells us.
但是圣经又告诉我们。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 2.
我们看到新约以弗所书第二章。
The book of Ephesians chapter 2,
verse 16. 第二章。
2 verse 16 to 17.
以弗所书第二章。
16 to 18.
到十八节。以弗所书第二章第十六节，既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。十七节，并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。十八，因为我们两下借着他一个被圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。
Here Paul tell us how did he describe the gospel that we are believing in.
在这里，保罗清晰地解释了我们现在所信的福音。
He said the gospel we believe in is the gospel of peace.
我们现在所信的福音是一个和平的福音。
What does it mean, gospel of peace?
什么叫做和平的福音呢
？After you believe, you have peace with God.
也就是在我们信主之后，我们与神有和平。
Because this sin, this hostility was removed.
因为这个罪已经在当中被移除了。
So God will once again accept us.
因此，神再度的接受我们。
And not only that, we will have peace between God and us.
不只是我们与神和好了，有平安了。
And also, he tells us, we will preach the gospel of peace to the one who is near us.
在这边更进一步说到说，我们要将这个和平福音传给近处的人。
And then verse 18 tells us, we are moved by the one Holy Spirit and become one and come to the Father.
十八节更进一步说，我们因为这一个灵的感动，让我们一起来到父的面前。
So, after we believe in Jesus,
因此我们在信了耶稣基督之后，
we are supposed to live in harmony.
我们应该是要和睦同居的。
And we should be living in harmony.
我们也一定要做到和睦同居的道理。
Because this is the only way we can achieve the true blessing.
因为这也就是唯一的道路，让我们得到真正的福气。
So how can we achieve this harmony?
所以如何我们来达到这个弟兄和睦同居呢？
Then first we must ask who is our brothers.
首先我们当然要问对象，这个弟兄到底是谁？
Of course, in a very broad perspective.
但是当然我们从广义的来看。
Everyone was made by our God.
每一个人都是由神而来。
We share one heavenly father.
我们一同分享这一个天父。
So there was a Chinese saying, let's go.
所以中国有这么一句话说。
We are all brothers and sisters overseas and near and far.
所以也就是说到说四海之内皆兄弟。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 17.
我们请看使徒行传十七章。
The book of Acts 17.
使徒行传的第十七章。
Verse 26.
使徒行传第十七章的第二十六节。
The book of Acts chapter 17 verse 26.
使徒行传第十七章的第二十六节，二十六节，他从一本造出万族的人，住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。
Here tell us, the Bible tell us that God make human being from one man.
这里很清楚的告诉我们，神由他从一本造出万族。
This means he is our common father.
也就是说，我们都认他是天父。
Yes, today the science has already proved that we all share DNA. We all share the common ancestor.
今天的科学家已经发现，在我们血液当中可以发现同样类似的基因。
So everyone on earth.In this term, are our brothers.
也就是说，今天我们所看到所有在地球表面上的人类，都是我们的弟兄。
So next time when we are about to fight someone,
所以也就是说，日后我们如果要跟另外一个人争吵。
Or we trying to curse someone before we trying to curse someone.
或是甚至咒诅那个人。
之前。We have to think.
我们必须要想一想了。
That human being actually is my brother.
因为从这个经节，那个人。对我来说也是我的弟兄啊。
Because God made me, and God also made him.
因为神造我也造了他。
In this level, we are not different.
因此在这个阶段我们并没有不一样。
And then let's turn to the book of Psalm, chapter 27.
我们再看到诗篇27篇。
The book of Psalm, chapter Sorry, the book of Proverbs, chapter 27.
我们看，对不起，箴言27章。
The book of Proverbs, chapter 27, verse 10.
箴言第二十七章第十节。
Proverbs 27:10。
箴言二十七章第十节，第十节，你的朋友和父亲的朋友，你都不可离弃。你遭难的日子，不要上弟兄的家去，相近的邻舍，强如远方的弟兄。
He tells us who is our brothers.
这里告诉我们谁是弟兄。
Of course, we have relatives.
当然我们有亲戚。
However, here the second half of the verse tells us the neighbors nearby is better than brothers far away.
在后半段这个经节告诉我们，相近的邻舍强过于远方的弟兄。
Because when you need help, your neighbor shall be the closest to help you.
当我们正需要帮助的时候，邻舍就是一个最好的帮助。
So this is very important to keep a very good relationship with our neighbors.
所以这边告诉我们，广义的来说，我们跟邻居总是要相处和睦。
We cannot say, "Oh, we love Jesus, we pray 1 hour every day, but the neighbors hate us." That is some problem.
我们信主的人不能说每天祷告一个小时，但是跟我们的邻居基础不好，
That'll be a problem.
那就是一个问题了。
So we have to think about this.
所以我们必须想一想。
Actually, maintaining good relations is very important.
所以跟别人跟人相处好的关系是很重要的。
邻居。I remember when I was in South Africa.
我记得在南非的时候。
When I just moved there.
刚刚搬去的时候。
My wife was pregnant.
那么我太太就怀孕了。
With the twins inside the womb.
那么那个时候是双胞胎。
We were new there. We don't know anybody.
我们刚到新的地点，南非这个地方真的是人生地不熟的。
Of course, there are some church members.
当然有一些教会的弟兄姐妹。
But the age is much older than us. They give birth long, long time ago, 10-20 years.
但在教会的弟兄姐妹，他们年纪都比我们长。
Because we are trying to ask for a gynecologist.
因为我们想问问看，在那边如果要生产的话，该怎么样来找医生？
And the brother and sister are not able to help.
但是在当地的弟兄姐妹事实上也没有这方面的了解。
We were living in the church.
我们住在教会。
And then I was thinking, who can I ask?
我就想一想，我该问谁呢？
I don't know which doctor to go to.
因为我也不知道要找哪个医生才好。
And then one day, the church neighbor was a lady having a baby.
有一天，这个我们教会的邻居，这是一个太太，有一个婴儿。
I think I should ask the neighbor.
我应该问他这个太太，因为他刚有个婴儿。
So ring the bell of his door, of her door.
所以我就到他门前去按门铃。
Go into his house.
去他的家里面。
She's welcome me.
他非常的开心看到我。
Okay, and ask her, can you give us the name of a doctor which you went to when you deliver your baby?
我问他能不能给我们一个医生的名字，让我们可以到时候生产的时候好用的。
Thank God, through her was introduced to me a very good gynecologist.
那么很感谢神，因为他的介绍让我。有一个很好的医生。
And later, when some church member, even though they're very old, but they got pregnant by accident, need a gynecologist, and they come to me asking for information.
那么之后，我们弟兄姐妹在教会里面也有人准备要生小孩了，相对的，他们来问我怎么样找医生。
And another occasion,
另外一个是
there was a time when inside a church compound we are burning a bee's 那个蜜蜂窝啊 bee's home 啊。
在教会里面呢，我们烧那个蜜蜂窝。
Because so many bees there, we try to destroy them.
因为在教会的一些地方呢，许多的蜜蜂，所以想把它除掉。
So many smoke.
所以那时候我们弄了很多的烟。
And the neighbor knew about this.
那么隔壁邻居看到了。
They thought we were on fire.
他们以为我们失火了。
Immediately called the firefighter to come.
他马上打这个消防队来准备消火灭火。
And the firefighter came here. We discovered what's happening. Oh, sorry, we're only burning the bees.
消防队来的时候问我们到底怎么回事，我们告诉他我们只是用烟来熏这个蜜蜂而已。
But at least they are caring about us.
但是最重要的，我们邻舍很关心我们的情形。
At least our church has proved ourselves to be not a bad neighbor.
那么至少我们证明了教会在那个社区里面，我们是一个好邻居。
So recently our church board has been advising us how to be a good neighbor in this street and the surrounding environment.
在过去几个礼拜，我们常常听到理事会都提到说，我们如何在这个社区里面成为大家的好邻居。
Sometimes we think, who cares? Why?And park here. This is a public street. Why cannot park here?
有时候我们会说，只是单单的一个小小停车，我们这到处都可以停，为什么不可以停？
But be a good neighbor.
但是我们要想，我们要变成一个好邻居。
And in long term, we will see the benefits.
因为长期来讲，我们就会看到成为好邻居的这个好处。
Now, second level, who is our brothers?
第二阶段，我们再来问问谁是我的弟兄。
Of course, our relative related by blood is our brothers.
当然我们有血缘关系的亲戚当然就是我们弟兄。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis chapter 13.
我们请看创世纪第十三章。
Genesis chapter 13 verse 8.
创世纪第十三章的第八节，创世纪第十三章的第八节，第八节，亚伯兰就对罗德说：“你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉。”
Here recorded a domestic conflict between the servants of Lot and Abram.
这里我们看到了一个家中的一种冲突，也就是亚伯兰跟罗德的牧人一起发生争执了。
Abram was the uncle of Lot.
那么亚伯兰对罗德来讲是他的叔叔。
Because Lot's father died very early.
因为罗德的父亲很早就去世。
So Abram took care of Lot.
所以亚伯兰就带着罗德一起成长。
And even bring Lot with him to the promised land.
那么甚至带着罗德来到了所谓的神的应许之地。
So to Lot, Abram was a very, very important and very honorable and very senior.
对罗德而言，亚伯兰就好像他的父亲一样的尊重他一样。
But however, when a close relative stay together, there are some chance that they can have conflict.
但是在这边我们看到，这么血缘关系、这么亲近的亲戚住在一起，有时候会有争执的。
Why?
为什么
？Because when interest, especially financial interest, is related, then there will be high possibility having a conflict.
这种争执通常都发生在当有经济效益。冲突的时候，这种冲突就产生了。
If they poor, they too were both poor.
如果他们两位都是穷人
，Of course there'll be not much issues to be fighting about.
你穷我也穷，也没什么好争的。
But after they came back from Egypt,
当他们从埃及回来之后
，Because the Pharaoh gave them lot of sheep, lots of cattle.
因为国王给他们许多的牛羊皮毛
，So suddenly they have not enough space for the two flocks.
所以突然间，他们有了这么多许多的财产财物之后，不知如何来摆放。
And then the conflicts come.
那么这个时候冲突就来了。
So this tells us if we are related by blood.
所以也就告诉我们，在这个亲戚血缘之亲的亲戚当中。
Or even if we are among a brother and sister in the church.
或是我们在教会的弟兄姐妹当中。
It is best to avoid much interest related relationship.
也就是我们尽量避免这种经济利益会冲突的场合。
Because when interest is put in, there'll be possibility of conflict.
一旦这个利益开始有冲突的时候，那么冲突就会开始。
But if conflict does arise,
但是如果这样的冲突真的发生了
，How did we solve it?
我们如何解决呢
？If you learn from Abraham, how did he solve it?
我们看看亚伯兰如何解决他这个相争呢
？Abraham have the authority; he can tell Lot that now.We have to fight for this.
亚伯兰就好像他的父亲一样，他大可以跟罗德说：“你不要跟我争这个。”
But Abraham, how did he solve the problem?
但是反观亚伯兰如何来解决这个家庭问题
？He yielded to Lot. 他让东西给罗德。Verse 9.
我们看第九节，遍地不都在你面前吗？请你离开我，你向左，我就向右；你向右，我就向左。
Here tell us, Lot say, okay, you choose first.
这边我们看到亚伯兰说：“罗德，你先选。”
How did Abraham solve this problem?
如何？我们看亚伯兰如何解决这个冲突。
In his mind, there's one very important concept.
在他的心里面有一件很重要的观念。
The relative, the relationship is more important than money.
他看重他自己跟罗德这种亲属关系超过了这个利益冲突。
That's why he can yield.
因此他能够让。
Why he think is very important?
为什么他觉得？这个亲属关系更重要呢
？Because he said we are flesh and blood, we are relatives, we are brothers, we cannot fight.
因为第八节的尾巴，他说我们是骨肉，所以不得相争啊。
You look at our hands or our arms, flesh and blood are closely related together.
我们看看自己的手，真的是骨肉连在一起的。
You cannot fight.
你没有办法分开，也没有办法起冲突。
If you fight, you destroy yourself.
如果一旦冲突，就只有自灭而已。
Just like why cancer is so deadly.
为什么说我们说到这个癌细胞，大家都很怕
？Because the cancer cell, we eat your good cells and spread, and then you will die.
因为癌细胞就专门来攻击好的细胞，最后遍布全身。
So Abraham said, we cannot fight.
所以亚伯兰说，我们不可以相争的。
If we fight, we will be destroyed.
因为我们一旦相争，就会自灭。
If the money I lost, I can earn back in future.
如果我失去的 这个利益我之后还可以赚得。
However, if the relationship is harmed or is damaged, it is very, very difficult to repair.
但是我们之间这么好的亲属关系，如果失去了，恐怕不能再得到了。
So Abraham said, okay, I yield to you. You choose first.
所以亚伯兰说，我让给你罗德，你先选吧。
And it seems that Abraham lost a lot.
刚刚这么看，似乎亚伯兰失去了很多。
But did he lose?
但是他真的失掉了吗？
Let's read to verse 14.
我们再看往下看，看到十四节，罗德离别亚伯兰以后，神对亚伯兰说：“从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看。”十五节，凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。
16.
十六节，我也要使你的后裔如同地上的尘沙那样多。人若能数算地上的尘沙，也能数算你的后裔。
Abraham didn't lose anything at all.
在这里看到亚伯兰没有失去任何东西。
God appeared to him.
因为神向他显现。
Promise him.
而且答应他。
As far as you can see, I'll give it to you.
你能够看多远，我都给你。
This is a great blessing.
我们看到这样的祝福是多么的美好。
Lot, when he left Abraham, he didn't have much.
罗德离开了亚伯兰之后，反而失掉了更多。
But Abraham was blessed by God.
但是亚伯兰在这个时候却受到神的赐福。
Not only in terms of land.
不只是地而已。
Verse 16 tells us God will bless him with so many descendants.
第十六节告诉托，你的后裔要如尘沙那样多。
So physical blessing and physical spiritual blessing.
所以我们看到，除了他属肉的祝福，也可以看到他未来属灵的祝福。
So God will compensate him.
所以在这边我们看到，神真的补足了他。
So how can brothers live in harmony?
所以如何使得弟兄能够和睦相居呢？
First important point, we must endure sometimes.
那么最重要的一点，我们必须要忍。
There was a historical story.
那么有这么一个历史的故事。
In the Tang Dynasty.
在唐朝的时候。
There was one very old Chinese medicine doctor called Mr. Zhang Gongyi.
那么有一个这么老医生叫做张公义。
He lived to the age of 99 years old.
他活到99岁。
And he lived with 9 generations of the family under one roof.
在他99岁的年代当中，他九代同堂。
This seems incomprehensible in today's term.
那么对今日而言，真的是不可思议啊。
Today, sometimes even husband and wife cannot live together.
那么今天我们看到，甚至同一代这个夫妻都不见得能够生活在一起。
Brothers cannot live together.
我们看到兄弟不见得能够生活在一起。
Today, even two generations live together is not easy.
今天我们说两代同堂就已经不得了了。
Three generations is a very rare occasion.
那么三代就已经是真的是祝福了。
Nine generations live together.
但是这个人张公义这个人却能够九代同堂。
And there was one time there was the emperor called 唐高宗，
那么在唐朝唐高宗这个时代
，and then his wife 武则天，
那么以及他的皇后武则天
，and then one day they were passing on his by this area。
有一天呢，他们就来到了张公义的家前
，and heard about this family，
知道张公义这么一个家庭
，went inside the house，
他们就进去张家
，and ask him what is the secret that your 9 generation can live together，
就问他为什么你这九代能够同堂
，and that old man bring a very big paper。
那么这个老先生就拿了一张很大张的纸
，start to write calligraphy 啊，
他拿出毛笔来写了字
，wrote guess what he wrote？
我们猜猜他写什么
？He wrote 100 character of endurance in Chinese。
那么他写了100个忍字。
哇 ！And the emperor asked him, "Why do you write this？"
那么唐高宗问他说：“你为什么写这么多忍字呢
？”He explained。
他问他
：“If father and son does not endure each other。”
如果父子不忍的话
，there'll be no filial piety。
那么这个在家里面就会失去慈孝。
If brother and sister does not endure each other，
如果兄弟姐妹之间不忍的话
，then other people from outside family will bully you。
那么外人就能够欺负这个家庭。
If sister-in-law does not endure each other。
如果妯娌之间不能够忍的话
，they will split, they will separate.
那么他们就很容易分裂这个家庭。
And the mother-in-law and daughter-in-law does not endure each other.
如果婆媳之间不忍的话
，and then there will be no love, no filial piety.
那么在婆媳之间就没有孝心之言。
And the emperor heard about his explanation, he was so touched.
唐高宗听完之后，他非常的感动。
Immediately give him some blessing.
立刻就给他一些赐福。
And then later, they built a memorial for him.
那么之后，他们为这个张 义工呢建造一个等于是祠堂一个庙宇。
I called him 白忍堂。
能够叫他叫白忍堂。
That's been 100 times endurance。
也就是说，这个家庭真的是坚守了这个白忍的功夫。
So the hymn we just sung also have this phrase 白忍堂。
那么在我们刚唱的
中文呢，
中文诗里面也有白忍堂。
Nowadays we are living in a very fast-paced society。
今天我们都在现代很快速的时代里面。
Technology has been advancing。
科学技术都非常的高超。
We want to do things in a very quick short time interval。
今天我们的心里面总是希望赶快做好一件事情。
However, nowadays modern society, the patience of us is diminishing。
但是我们反观着我们周遭，每个人失去越多的就是他的忍耐之心。
Why? Because we want to do things quick。
为什么？因为我们想要快。
I can't wait for you。
我不能够等你。
If I go to Tim Horton to get a coffee, I expect to get it in 2 minutes。
我们到这个快餐店，到 Tim Horton 就是想要说两分钟就拿到东西。
If it takes 5 minutes, I'll complain。
如果五分钟让我等，我就要发脾气了。
No endurance。
我们都没有耐心了。
This morning I read the newspaper。
今天早上我读了一篇新闻。
I later went to Safeway to buy something。
一个女士到这个 Safeway 去买东西。
The bag was torn, and then the milk fell on the ground。
那么他提的这个牛奶用袋子装，这个袋子破了，那么牛奶洒了。
And the lady tried to sue the Safeway company, tried to get more money。
那么这个女士呢，就要告这个 Safeway 呢，能够得更多的钱。
Of course, she didn't succeed because this is a wasting of time and money the case。
当然这个没有成功，因为这下去就是只有花钱而已。
Because we know nowadays people are having less and less patience。
我们今天看到我们周遭所有的人都越来越缺少忍耐之心。
We think about ourselves。
我们想想自己。
That's why we cannot endure it。
所以我们没有办法去忍别人的事。
However, the Bible tells us,
但是圣经告诉我们不同的。
In order to live in peace and unity,
为了要能够弟兄和睦同居。
Endurance is very important.
忍耐是非常重要。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Corinthians.
我们请看到新约哥林多前书。
Chapter 13, verse 4.
哥林多前书第十三章第四节。
First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to 7.
哥林多前书第十三章第四节到第七节，第四节，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。第六节，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。第七，凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Here is the most famous thing about love。
在这边，我们都知道这是一个爱的诗篇。
What is love?
什么叫爱？
In the movie today, love means a handsome man and a beautiful woman comes together.
今天我们很表面都了解到所谓的爱，就像我们电影所看到的俊男美女的这个配合。
But Bible says no, this is not love.
但是圣经里面告诉我们，爱不是这样哦。
Love is patient.
爱就是忍耐。
Think about this. Love is patient.
我们想想这短短的句子，什么叫爱就是忍耐。
If you have love, you have patience.
如果我们有爱，就有忍耐。
Think about if we have a baby.
想想我们有这么小 baby。
When someone just become a parent, they'll know what means endurance.
如果今天我们刚刚成为父母的人，我们就会想说，我们就会知道什么叫忍耐。
The baby cry anytime he likes.
因为这个小婴儿随时都会哭。
I remember when the twin of mine was born. Wow, there was no good night to sleep.
我记得我的双胞胎刚出生的时候，我没有一天晚上睡得好的。
And my wife endured more than me.
那么我的太太呢，可以说是比我的忍耐心更好。
Because I can say, oh.I have to work tomorrow, so I will sleep a living room. And then
you okay, 很轻松地告诉他说，我明天要工作，所以我到外面去睡。
But the wife endure the children.
但是我的太太能够更轻、更有耐心的来照顾小朋友。
Not my wife. All the mother is the same.
不只是我太太，可以说所有的母亲都是这样。
Why?
为什么?
Because the mother has love.
因为母亲就有爱。
When you have love, you can endure.
一旦有爱，就能够忍耐。
And then, lastly.The Bible concludes verse 7, also perseverance.
在第七节这边说到说结局是凡事包容。
凡事忍耐。
凡事忍耐。
So, you see, this concludes. Begin with perseverance and end with perseverance.
所以整段经节里面我们看到说从爱开始从爱结束。
So, it's very important.
那这忍耐都是从头到尾的
okay,
非常重要
so we have to learn from the Bible teaching.
所以我们要从圣经里面学到他的教训
But sometimes we think
但是有时候我们这么想
Only having endurance is not enough
那么是不是有时候会觉得说光是忍耐好像不够嘞？
Because you cannot just continue to endure forever.
因为我们一个人不能够一直忍耐到 一直忍耐啊。
Well, so how can we do better to live in harmony and peace?
那我们如何借由这个忍耐能够做到真的是弟兄和睦同居呢？
So the second point is we must keep the will of our Heavenly Father.
那么第二点就是说我们要能够合乎神的旨意。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 12.
我们请看到新约福音书马太福音。
Matthew chapter 12 verse 47 to 50.
马太福音第十二章第四十七节。
47 to 50.
马太福音第十二章第四十七节，有人告诉他说：“看哪，你母亲和你弟兄站在外面，要与你说话。”第四十八节，他却回答那人说：“谁是我的母亲？谁是我的弟兄？”四十九，就伸手指着门徒说：“看哪，我的母亲，我的弟兄。”五十节，凡遵行我父旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。
Here, our Lord Jesus does not deny the importance of our relations with our relative in our blood.
在这边，主耶稣并没有反对，也没有说不承认说他的母亲跟血缘的母亲跟血缘弟兄。
However, Jesus wants to bring one teaching very clear.
但是主耶稣在这边更进一步的要提出更重要的教训。
There is one relationship which is more long-lasting than the earthly relatives.
那么另外一个关系远远超过我们现在的血缘的关系。
Who is our brothers?
那么谁是我的弟兄？
Our brothers not only our family or relative physical one.
那么我们所谓的弟兄并不是只是有血缘关系的亲属弟兄而已。
Anyone share the same faith, actually our brothers and sisters.
每一个人分享同样的福音，那么这个人就是我们的弟兄。
And someone asked Jesus, "Now your mother, your brother waiting for you outside."
那么有人问主耶稣说：“哎，你的弟兄，你的这个母亲在外面等你。”哎
，So Jesus asked, "Where are my brothers?"
那么主耶稣反问他：“谁是我的弟兄
？”Who is my mother?
谁是我的母亲
？And point a finger to the believers.
然后指用手指着所有人。
Those who keep our will of our heavenly Father is my brother, sister.
最后一节说到说凡遵守我天父旨意的人就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。
So how can brother and sister live in harmony?
因此我们如何达到这个弟兄和睦同居呢？
Especially how can brother and sister within the same faith with our church live in peace and harmony?
换句话就是说我们同样遵守天父旨意的人这个弟兄姐妹如何能够和睦同居？
The key point is we must keep the will of our heavenly father.
重点就是在最前面所说的要遵守天父的旨意。
When brother and sister having conflicts,
当我们看到弟兄姐妹有这个冲突，
Maybe one side or both sides having not fully complied with the heavenly will, Father will.
也许是一方或是双方都没有办法真正去遵守天父的旨意。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 20.
我们请看到马太福音二十章。
There was one time the classic example of conflicts among the disciples.
我们看到马太福音二十章里面一个很典型这个门徒之间的冲突。
Let's turn to chapter 20, verse 20.
我们看二十章二十节，马太福音二十章的第二十节，那时西比泰的母亲同他两个儿子上前来拜耶稣，求他一件事。二十一节，耶稣说：“你要什么呢？”他说：“愿你叫我这两个儿子在你国里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。”二十二节，耶稣回答说：“你们不知道所求的是什么。我将要喝的杯，你们能喝吗？”他们说：“我们能。”二三节，耶稣说：“我所喝的杯，你们必要喝，只是坐在我的左右，不是我可以赐的，乃是我父要预备给谁就赐给谁。”二十四节，那十个门徒听见，就恼怒他们弟兄二人。
Okay, here tell us.There are some conflicts among the disciples.
这边我们看到这段经节，这个门徒中间有冲突了。
Why there are conflicts?
为什么有这样的冲突？
Because two of them, the parent, the mother, come to ask Jesus, say, "Oh, please grant our my sons one seat on the right and one seat on the left."
因为有两位门徒，这对弟兄的母亲来求耶稣说。你得国的时候一个在左边一个在右边。
Of course it is understandable for a parent to hope for his sons to have success.
我们刚看这一节的时候我们会觉得说对于父母亲而言祈求别人能够成就他的小孩是一个天经地义的事。
However, this is not applying in the heavenly kingdom.
但是这一点却不能够适用在天国里。
Because in heavenly kingdom,
因为在天国里
our Lord Jesus emphasized servitude.
那因为主耶稣在这边告诉我们说要能够服侍人
emphasize sacrifice
强调的是能够牺牲奉献
doesn't emphasize high position
并不强调谁坐高谁坐低
doesn't emphasize vain glory
并不强调虚荣而得名的。
However, these two, the parents, they want this.
但是这对这个母亲却为这个对弟兄们要求的是能够得名。
And the other disciple also want this.
但是其他十个门徒也是希望能够得名啊。
So because of this, they were angry, they were indignant against each other.
那么因为这个样子，所以他们所谓的恼怒，互相的恼怒了。
So they are not living in peace and harmony.
看到这边我们就知道这中间没有和平了。
So we should learn from our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要从耶稣身上学习。
Doesn't care about all these things.
我们不在乎这所有的这些事情。
Let's read verse 27.
我们来看到27节，谁愿为首，谁就必做你们的仆人。
28
节，正如天子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃要服侍人，并且要舍命，做多人的赎价。
Our Lord Jesus Christ doesn't care about vainglory.
耶稣在这边不在乎这些虚名啊，
doesn't emphasize position，
并不强调高位啊。
Our Lord Jesus only emphasized when he can serve。
主耶稣在这边强调说，我要如何来做仆人。
And he can even lay down his life for the ransoms of many。
甚至做仆人到能够舍命为人。
So if every brother and sister is practicing the will of our heavenly Father，
如果今天我们所有弟兄姐妹都能够遵照天父的旨意
，then automatically we will be living in peace and harmony。
那么很自然的，我们就能够达到弟兄和睦同居的道理。
If a husband and wife，
如果夫妻之间
both。Read the Bible and put the word of God into our practice.
都能够每天读经，能够每天将神的道理放在生活里面。
Then they must be living in a very harmonious marriage.
我们相信这对夫妻一定是和睦相处的夫妻。
If brothers living together,
如果弟兄这个同居的时候
，when they apply the word of God into their relationship,
如果他们将圣经的道理放在他们的关系当中
，of course they will enjoy peace and harmony.
当然，我们就看到了弟兄和睦同居的美好。
So we have to strive for this.
因此，我们要接力努力向这个方向前进。
The third point, how can we achieve peace and harmony and unity?
第三点，我们要如何和睦同居呢
？We should be moved by the same Holy Spirit.
我们必须要同，应该是说，应该被同一个灵感动。
Let's turn back to the verse we read, Ephesians chapter 2.
我们请看刚才看过的以弗所书。
Chapter 2, verse 18.
以弗所书的第二章。
Verse 18.
第二章第十八节
The book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 18.
以弗所书第二章第十八节以弗所书第二章第十八节因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感得以进到父面前
Here, Paul explained to us, we, through the same Holy Spirit, move us and bring us to the Heavenly Father.
在这里保罗特别的强调我们因为一个圣灵所感所以我们能够进到父的面前
What is true unity?
什么叫做真的合一
True unity is not the superficial one.
真的合一不是只有表面看来。
Sometimes we can try to manipulate, make the superficial unity and harmoniously.
有时候我们要让一个团体或是两个人合一的话，可以做表面功夫。
But doesn't always work.
但是不是长久存在的。
True unity starts from the spirit.
真正的合一要从灵开始。
True unity starts from the heart.
真正的合一要从心开始。
Just like when a orchestra tries to perform a piece of a symphony or concerto.
就好像我们看到一个管弦乐团准备演奏美好的管弦乐的时候
Do you know what they do first?
我们知道他们一开始做什么吗
All of them play very well
每一个人都是高手都是非常好的经验
But before they play
但是在他们开演之前
Have a recognize
他们必须要认定一件事情
The first violinist must stand up
那么第一把也就是第一个这个小提琴要站起来
首
席小提琴要站起来
He'll play the A note
那么他就会用 A 调来发音
Continue to play these sounds
那么继续拉这个 A 调这个音
And all the different instruments The player will hear this A And then will match Will adjust the note of his own instrument To matching the one of the first violin
所以所有管弦乐团里面的乐器都要跟着这个 A 调的音来调自己的音以便能够配合的好
Those who learn music, especially learn the violin or cello, they have one experience.
那么相信大家如果有学过管弦学过小提琴、大提琴的人都知道有这个事情。
When two notes are totally together in the same frequency, they have some consonance, 共振共鸣的 appearance.
我们都知道，所有这些弦乐器如果放在一起的时候，当他们同调 同音的时候，这种共振起来的美好是不可言语的。
This can apply to spirituality.
同样这样的方式，这样的道理能够在我们的、这个灵里面产生同样的效果。
We are brother and sister.
今天我们同是弟兄姐妹。
We come from different background.
我们从不一样的背景而来。
With different languages.
我们有不一样的语言说法。
Different habits.
我们有不一样的生活习惯。
But how can we be one?
但是我们怎么样能够合一？
Doesn't mean that, oh, you must follow me to be one.
并不是说叫你跟着我就叫合一。
And then, or I follow your way, then we'll be one.
或者相反的，我跟着你就叫合一。
Who is the first violin?
那么谁是这个首席的小提琴呢？
Let's turn to the book of Philippians chapter 2.
我们请看腓立比书。
The book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 4.
腓立比书第二章第四节。我们看腓立比书第二章第四节，第四节。个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Verse 5.
第五节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Okay.
第六节。
Okay. Here tell us, Paul tell us, how can we achieve this perfect unity?
在这边，保罗告诉我们如何能够完成这美好的合一。
Not using your heart or my heart.
并不是以你心或以我心做基准。
Use Jesus' heart.
这边告诉我们要以基督耶稣的心为主。
What does it mean?
这什么意思？
When we try to face something,
当我们面对一件事情的时候
When we try to face a problem,
当我们要面对一个问题的时候
we'll pray to Jesus together.
我们一同跪下向神祷告
Now, how can we solve this problem?
我们如何要来解决这个问题
If Lord Jesus were here,
如果主耶稣在这儿
How will he solve this problem?
他如何来解决现在我们所面对的问题
What is the right concept in the Bible for me to solve this problem?
那么今天在圣经里面如何让我找到正确的方法跟道理来解决这个面前的问题
If we use the concept of Lord Jesus Christ,
如果我们今天用了主耶稣的心来当作心的话
If we use the attitude of Lord Jesus Christ,
如果今天我们用主耶稣的面对的态度来当态度的话
Then we will solve this problem very well.
我们当然可以很容易解决我们面临的问题
Smaller aspects.
我们缩小的范围来说
Within our own family,
在我们家里面
How can we solve a problem or conflict?
我们如何来解决家庭的问题跟冲突
If Lord Jesus were here,
如果主耶稣在家里
What will he do?
那么他要做什么
If Lord Jesus were here,
如果主耶稣在我的家里
What will he say?
那么他要说什么
If Lord Jesus was here,
如果主耶稣在我的家中
What would be his attitude toward these things?
那么他如何来面对我这个家里的问题
Don't use our impulse to solve anything.
有时候我们不要太用自己的冲动来做决定。
Don't use our own impulse to say anything.
不要用我们的冲动来说这些话。
Use the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要以耶稣的心为心来处事。
But how can we have the heart of Lord Jesus Christ?
那我们如何得到这颗心呢？
We must be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们当然要受圣灵所感动。
Because Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus.
因为圣灵就是耶稣的灵。
When Holy Spirit fills us, we will know how Lord Jesus thinks.
当神的灵能够在我们里面充满的时候，我们就知道什么是耶稣的心。
What does He want us to do and say?
他要我们面对问题的时候如何做，如何说。
So this is very important to, by the help of the Holy Spirit, we can achieve this unity.
所以我们经由圣灵的带领跟帮助，让我们能够达到和睦相处的道理。
Now, what is the benefit of having achieved this peace and unity?
那我们和睦相处之后有什么好处呢？
Let's turn to the book of Psalm 133.
我们再看回诗篇133篇。
The book of Psalm 133.
我们再看诗篇133.
Verse 2 and 3.
诗篇的133篇第二节第三节133篇第二节这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上流到胡须又流到他的衣襟第三节又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山上因为那里有神所命定的福也就是永远的生命
Here tell us we will have different kind of blessings when we achieve this peace and unity among brothers
这边告诉我们两节很重要的圣经如果我们达到弟兄和睦同居这两节就是我们所要得的福气
There are three kinds of blessing here
有三种福气
The first blessing
第一种
is God will work with us
也就是神会与我们同工
Here using a comparison just like Aaron was anointed with the precious oil on his head
在这边用了一个比喻也就是贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上
Flowing from the headAnd on his bare and his whole body to his clothes.
从头流到胡须，又流到他的全身的衣襟。
Aaron to be anointed by God, that means he must work for God.
那么亚伦被神所拣选，那么他也就是为神工作的。
We are all priests today.
今天我们都是好的祭司。
So we have to learn, but we need the oil.
我们都要学，但是我们需要从上头来的油。
What is the oil?
什么是油？
The abundance of the Holy Spirit.
也就是圣灵的同在。
If our church is filled with the oil,
如果今天我们的教会里面充满着贵重的油，
then God will work with us mightily.
也就代表了这个教会有神的灵同工。
If husband and wife is anointed with this oil,
如果夫妻之间受到这贵重的油浇灌，
they have a very good relationship.
他们有很好的关系。
Of a whole family anointed with this oil,
如果整个家庭有这贵重的油浇灌，
God will work with them also.
那么神就要在这个家里面。
So we have to strive for this unity. So because with unity, God will work with us.
所以我们为什么说要能够竭力竭尽心力的能够达到弟兄和睦同居？因为神要与我们同工。
Like the apostolic church, why in during the apostolic time the church was developing very fast?
就好像在使徒行传那里面的使徒教会，为什么在那个时候教会发展这么快速？
Because they are in unity.
因为他们合一同工。
They have no money.
他们没有钱。
No big chapel.
没有大的会堂。
No many scholar.
没有任何好的人才。
学者。However, they have the Holy Spirit.
但是他们有这么好的圣灵。
They are working in one accord.
他们能够和睦合一工作。
They developed.
所以他们看到，我们看到他们的发展。
Secondly,
第二点。
Verse 3, using the comparison of Mount Hermon.
第三节用了一个比喻，就是黑门山。
The dew in Mount Hermon.
这里说到说，好比这个黑门的甘露一样。
That means have nourishing, have the 滋润啊 ，nourishing of the dew.
甘露也就是用来滋润大地的。
When a brother and sister in harmony, they are both be nourished.
如果弟兄和睦相处的话，那么就会得到这样的甘露，得到这样的滋润。
Mount Hermon was the highest mountain in the Palestinian area.
那么黑门山可以说在这个巴勒斯坦这块地里面最高的一个山。
Around 9,200 feet height above sea level.
那么差不多是海拔9,200多公尺这么高。
The cap or have a snow line above the snow line, they're always covered by snow during the winter and spring.
在山顶顶尖的部分，永远都是白色的被雪覆盖。
However, under the snow line, there are many plants, many trees, many animals moving around.
那么在雪线之下，就有许多的植物、动物在那边生长。
Wow, very, very lively.
当我们看到这样的这个山，都觉得这个山充满活气、活力。
Development when they have peace and unity.
所以有了弟兄和睦的这个道理之后，
and they have peace and unity and development.
那么有这个和平跟这个。
发展。And then thirdly, he tells us, and then they will have the true blessing destined by the law, which is eternal life.
在这边最后我们说到说有神所命定的福，也就是永远的生命。
Brother and sister, live in peace and unity.
如果弟兄和睦相处的话，
we will go into heavenly Jerusalem together.
我们能够一同前往属灵的耶路撒冷圣殿。
To see God, to Mount Zion.
那么能够来到锡安山，能够见神。
We'll have everlasting life.
我们就有永恒的生命。
Let's sing him.
我们请唱诗。
124A.
请唱诗124首假调。